Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Rashad Bateman met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
Good, how you doing?
In practice today, there was a point where, you know, Lamar's rolling out. He sees you, he's like going, and you move and connect. And I mean, can you describe kind of that comfort level now that you have with Lamar where a play like that can develop?
I would definitely say, you know, being on the practice field with him and playing on the game with him and being able to, you know, spend time with him on the field, that's part of, you know, playing with Lamar Jackson, and you got to be on the field to learn it. So definitely have gotten used to it, so hopefully, you know, keeping growing there.
What have you been most pleased with for yourself in camp so far?
I just strive myself on staying healthy and staying consistent with that. You know, I feel like as long as I'm on the field, I can make plays. So, you know, I've shown that and I've proven that. So, you know, I'm just trying to do what I can for my body and, you know, be there for the team.
Rashad, I know you obviously dealt with an injury that rookie year. You guys have now lost, you know, two of those rookie DBs for the year. Just having been there, having gone through the highs and the lows, what is your kind of message for guys who are coming to the NFL and having it interrupted pretty early?
I would just say, man, you got to – it's going to be some dark days, you know, going through rehab, but, you know, just keep pushing and keep fighting. That's the only thing that held me. I didn't know if I was going to have another contract or have another day, because when those things start happening in your career, you know, opportunities start to swindle. So you just never know how you're going to end up. But, you know, just always having the mindset of keep going.
Shut up. How different is the Daniel Falele that we see now than the guy that –
from Minnesota? Well, when I was in Minnesota, he was like over 400 pounds. So it's a big difference. And he was my roommate. So all the food was gone a lot. So, I mean, it's been quite a difference to see him, you know, come to the NFL, going through what he's been through, you know, being from Australia and all of that. It's cool to see him. It was kind of crazy that we got drafted to the same team. But he's worked extremely hard to get to where he's at. So I'm definitely proud of him.
Is that unusual to have a star wide receiver rooming with a 400-pound tackle?
In my situation, yeah, that was. I don't know nobody else who was doing it at that time, so it just ended up working out. Came in together and bonded, and I ended up with some big guys in my room for sure. Yeah.
Do you ever give a guy that big any fashion tips, or is it kind of out of the
way? It's not much you can do there. It's not too much you can do there. Yeah. Definitely his confidence, you know, coming in as a rookie, you know, you're second guessing a lot. You know, you want to please the coaches, you want to please yourself. So it's a lot of things that's going on in your mind. But I would definitely say the game has slowed down for Tez. He's playing at a, you know, high level, as you all can see. He's stacking days on top of each other. You know, he put in a lot of work and he's committed to the game. So hopefully we'll see a lot more of him making plays this year as well.
Rashad, Lamar said, I think at the start of camp, that even though he has a couple MVPs, there's still growth to his game. He's 28 years old. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that in this camp or even this, you know, this summer that you've seen him improve upon, anything like that?
Yes and no. It's like, yeah, but it's a much deeper conversation. But the dude's a 99 overall for a reason, so it's kind of hard for me to pinpoint what he does wrong. That's why I don't get paid to do that. That's a monkey's job. But Lamar, you know, he's very, you know, more vocal than he's ever have been about what he wants from us, even to the staff, to the old linemen. You know, he's definitely pushing the agenda of, you know, just staying hungry and, you know, being competitive. He's a, you know, definitely a competitive guy. He's leading us in the right direction with that.
Michelle, you get a lot of praise for your route running. What was the key? I guess every receiver wants to be a good route runner. So how did you go about taking your game to another level at that level, or at that aspect of the game?
Going out on the field and practicing it, for one, but also just watching, you know, a lot of film. I watch a lot of Jerry Rice. I watch a lot of other guys in the league, you know, even Zay Flowers himself. But you got to be a student of the game, and, you know, I'm blessed to be a student of the game. I love it, and I'm always trying to find different ways to tip off, you know, the DBs to make a thing going left and go right. So, I mean, some guys don't have it, and some guys do have it, and, you know, me and Zay are definitely two receivers that I think, you know, definitely have, you know, what it takes to be at that elite level in route running.
Are you watching Jerry Rice highlights on YouTube, or is there, like, all 22?
If you go to YouTube, it's a highlight tape of him, but it's, like, very – very old. You gotta look very closely for sure. But you can see, you know, that he was ahead of his time when he was playing. He run routes how a lot of us do today, and there wasn't a lot of guys, you know, doing it back then. So he was definitely the OG in route running for me, for sure.
What did you learn from that? Was it like footwork? Was it how he worked DBs? What kind of stood out to you?
I would just say consistency. He's consistent on a lot, and I think as a receiver, you got to be, you know, consistent in how you move and with your feet, you know what I'm saying, and with your body language and your speed and tempos of how you do stuff. And Davante Adams has also been a guy that I studied, and he's very, you know, good at switching up his tempos and doing different things like that. So it's a lot of different guys, you know, that I pull from for sure.
Do you approach your upcoming matchups similarly, where you're studying the quarterbacks that you're going to match up on and figure out the particular ways that you can beat them?
Kind of so, not really. I feel like I study more so the defense as a whole. I truly feel that if a receiver fail, it's kind of his fault. That sometimes, you know, you can get a pass interference or whatnot. But I truly think if a receiver do what he need to do every play, then he should win.
Should I ask DeAndre this? Do you have a preference at this stage of your career about playing in the preseason? It's something you're glad you haven't done, or you want to, and then have you ever voiced your preference?
I mean, I honestly don't. I don't really care. I just listen to what Horace tells me to do. I love playing football. You know, I learned to, you know, not take it for granted. So, you know, every day feels like a game for me, whether it's practice, you know, preseason or regular season. You know, I've learned to just treat it all the same. And, you know, I don't know when I'll be playing, but hopefully soon.
I mean, you talked earlier about the importance of staying healthy. I mean, you've had now multiple healthy off seasons in a row. Mm-hmm. Do you have a deeper appreciation for that now, whereas maybe that was something that you took for granted 5 years ago?
For
you know, the value of stringing together multiple healthy off seasons.
As a football player, it's always a concern. I don't know if nobody ever, you know, take it for granted. It's just something that can wake you up. I feel like it definitely, you know, opened up another side that, you know, I wasn't ever aware to, for sure. I've never been hurt before, so I'm just learning to cherish every moment, not even about injuries, but, you know, just the game of football, for sure.
Mm-hmm. All good.
Thanks, Rashad.
Yeah, thank y'all. Y'all have a good one.